All right. What's up, people? So, Momo's in for John today. And the Lakers lost again last night. Now 0-4. One of the things that got said today was by Vince Carter. Here's what Vince Carter said about the Lakers.
I mean, it is the most basic thing in this sport. If you can't put the ball in the basket, you have very little chance of winning. Wendy made the point earlier this morning, the Lakers are actually playing good defense. What, if anything, can they do about being unable to shoot?
So, it's not much that you could do. And I'm going to say this, and it goes, I think it falls in AD's lap more so than LeBron. If I just looked at the stat sheet, and he had one free throw attempt. One free throw attempt. Yeah. So that just tells me everything is jump shot. Everything's not aggressive. Everything, you know, your shots are not to the basket. And the reason I say that is if you can get your team in the penalty outside of not being able to shoot the ball, at least you can draw fouls and score with the clock stop, giving yourself a chance to score other than settling for a jump shot or hoping that you can make a jump shot or whatever the case may be. So I think AD, they need something from AD more so than just 22 points. You know, I think he needs a demand right now. He didn't look healthy. You're expecting LeBron to save the day again, which he can do. But if he's trying to save the day now, what LeBron will you get at the end of the year? Yes, he'll still be there. He'll do it. But will he break down for you at the end of the year if you're trying to make a push?
Okay, so there's nothing they can do about bad shooting. By the way, do you believe bad shooting is contagious?
Yes, you absolutely. Because people start pressing. And I think good shooting is contagious too.
Like, you think good hitting is contagious?
Correct.
In baseball?
What happens, people, shooting is about, you know, the theory of clear the mechanism.
Yes.
Like, breathe.
You should see Mo. Oh, go to the YouTube live stream.
I
Momo's
know.
Demonstrating.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever catch yourself where you're stressed out? Because I like clench my jaw. Do you do that? Do you do anything where you're stressed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I used to be stressed about throwing the ball sometimes. If I had one error, it would get in my head and I'd like start aiming the ball. And then you're not loose. Like, you got to
right.
be, if you're loose, then you just let it go.
Right. And
you,
Dodgers you know. Super tight during
Yeah,
the,
super tight.
Yeah.
One person doesn't hit and then all of a sudden puts pressure on the other people and blah, blah, blah. And I think that bad shooting is contagious because I watch the games, they're getting open looks.
Well, they're being given open looks.
Correct. And
there's a difference between getting open looks and having the other team back off and say, shoot.
Please.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going on.
I know.
That's what's
exactly
going on.
What's
they're
going
not
on.
Knocking a shot down. And then Anthony Davis, who had, I mean, Vince Carter rightly pointed out, had one free throw last night.
I know, not
I mean,
okay.
Anthony Davis got to be on attack,
he
on
is,
attack, on attack.
He is hurt, though. I saw him the other day. He was, like, clearly, like, icing his back, and he's been dealing with that ever since the preseason.
God.
I know.
Already beat up.
Yeah, I mean.
Questionable, by the way, for tomorrow. But not out, but questionable.
Look, I could make an argument that the worst thing that has happened to the Lakers this year has nothing to do with the shooting or Russell Westbrook or anything like that. It's that Dennis Schroeder got hurt.
Right.
They need a point guard so bad. It can't just be LeBron. They need someone to organize the offense.
So no Pat Bev.
Right. Pat's not really a point guard. He's like an off guard who's undersized.
But he's sort of functioning in that role.
Yeah, and that's not really what he is. Like, he's not a guy who runs your offense and sets everybody up. Like, when he played in Houston, his best years.
Right.
James Harden was the point guard.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, or Chris Paul. I mean, LeBron has always done well with two things. Well, three. He needs shooting around him to space the floor.
Oh, my God.
You need another ball handler to help create some offense. Dwayne Wade, Kyrie, somebody like that. And frankly, it doesn't even have to be that good of a player. It doesn't even have to be that good of a point guard.
Right.
It could be. Last year, it was DJ Augustine.
Yeah.
Remember when they got DJ Augustine?
Sure.
And it was like, oh, whoa. Things are better when you have a little point guard there. I mean, it's just somebody who can organize an offense. That's it.
Well, I'll tell you what. The shooting is so atrocious.
Yeah.
And by the way, the players that were signed, there are a couple of them that shoot 35%
yeah, and they're
career
not.
From three.
Right.
But most of them don't.
Yeah.
I don't see the makings of a roster that is going to be in the playoffs.
The roster. Do you?
No, not right now. Not right now. But I'm of the camp that there's a lot of teams and a lot of situations in this league that are going to, that could change rather quickly. Brooklyn hasn't been good. Philly yep. hasn't been good.
Right.
LA hasn't been good. I mean, the Lakers haven't been good. Like, there's some good team. There's some teams that we're expecting to be good.
Right.
That aren't.
But how did you put this? I still go back and I look. How did you put this roster together?
The roster.
Without shooting.
They wanted to fix the defense first.
The whole premise is put LeBron around shooters, space the floor so that LeBron.
Okay. However, I'm going to give you a counterpoint.
So okay.
This is one small sample size. They could very easily be 2-2 right now. If they, you can, when you have a roster that is flawed, you can survive one bad thing per game. You can survive one injury or one poor shooting performance
or
one
night
bad
with
decision.
A bunch of turnovers.
Right, or turnovers.
Yeah.
But you can't survive LeBron bad shooting night, Westbrook bad shooting night, AD no free throws. You could survive maybe two out of the three even.
Right.
But they've actually played pretty good defense.
They've bought into what Darvin Ham is teaching. They've bought into a defensively. Yeah. I have no knock on them.
Yeah, that is something they have fixed. It's just in these four games, one game I would argue that they blew it against Portland with decision making and the decision making being Westbrook and poor shooting being
right.
the rest of the team. The other game against the Clippers, they very easily could have won that one as well. They stormed back and they were right in the game at the end and then kind of blew that. Again, poor shooting and decision making. Last night, LeBron turnovers,
yep.
not an awesome game from him. AD.
Still 24% yeah. from three or whatever that
yeah.
was.
Not great shooting. So you've had too many things go wrong each game. Your margin for error is too thin when you have a roster like this. And it's not that shocking when you have three guys who are making all the money and everybody else is not. Like when you have three guys taking up 90% of your salary cap.
Right, but then some of the names that float around, Bojan Bogdanović and Buddy
yeah.
Hield,
yeah.
and some of the names that have been associated with the Lakers mm-hmm. in terms of, they're shooters.
Yeah.
They're shooters.
They were looking for that, and they probably could have landed some of those players, but they were not deals that they liked, and they were trying to get the deal they liked. Now, I don't know all of the intricacies of each of the deals they said yes or no to.
Right.
And what's really available, but I don't think this is as dire as other folks do in the
Wait
sense
a minute, we
that,
were just not as dire. We were talking about 2-9 as being a realistic start.
I know.
How is that not dire?
It's dire. It's not good, but it's the most
you
important
You don't think
thing,
that's dire? 2-9 is not dire?
No.
Oh, God.
I know.
Seriously? 2-9 is not dire?
It's getting real close to dire.
So right what is dire, then?
It's if dire 2-9 adjacent,
isn't,
dire at the
to
very
me
least.
Is 20 games. If you're still, like, if you're...
5-15.
5-15. That's dire.
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Is possible.
It is possible.
That is possible. Yeah.
That's when you go, okay. That's bad. But... The schedule's really tough. They're not that good. Then they're losing the winnable games. They're snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. You can't
so
do that.
Let me dial this back and see if I can get this out of you. They're not that good is what I heard.
Yeah, they're not that good.
Who's responsible for they're not that good?
You want to do a blame pie? Is that?
I mean, in my mind, it's Pelinka.
It's Rob would be the architect of it, so yeah, it has to be at his feet. But there are a lot of people who, like, I am one of those who, like, you know, the Charles Barkley sound on Westbrook, and they've taken the joy away from him. What? Aren't you responsible for your own attitude and performance?
The town is beating him up, though.
Okay.
And as we saw last night,
he's not helping himself.
He's getting a disproportionate amount of the blame because
yeah.
we still can't shoot when he's off the floor.
Correct. But there's a lot of things that he could do differently. Like, it reminds me a bit of the Steve Nash year when he got hurt and everybody hated Steve Nash and all
right.
that. Right. But at least Steve Nash wasn't giving those kinds of interviews like Westbrook gives. And he wasn't doing things on the court where you just go, oh, my gosh, right? Like, he makes himself the focus of this. And
right.
He's making it harder on himself than it needs to be.
All right, I want to get some call. I think Bergman, why are we not that good? Momo said it. We're not very good.
Well, because we don't have shooters in the roster.
But there's also the element of
who's at
Matt
fault?
Ryan.
I want to know who's at fault.
Matt Ryan is their best shooter.
A lot of people at fault. All of their problems go back to the decision and the exact trade they made for Westbrook.
100%.
The whole trade, it goes back 2 years ago. They gave up all of their depth for Westbrook. Now, you can recover from that if you have more picks and more opportunities, but they don't.
Okay, let me ask you
They have not recovered from it.
Let me ask you a reasonable question.
Mm-hmm.
Who made that trade?
Rob Pelinka made that trade. However, there's a lot of debate about which trade Rob preferred. It's become clear that was not his only option or maybe even his preference.
We finished 16 games under 500 last year. Why was Rob Pelinka extended? Where did that come from, the level of confidence in Rob to say, yep, we're going to give you some more years?
I don't know the answer to that one. And I also think that's not even close to an issue.
Meaning?
Who cares? So you give an extension so you have organizational stability, but that doesn't mean that he stays the whole time. To me, it's like you do a signal and it's just money. That doesn't matter. It's just money. That's not affecting the salary cap. That's not affecting anything else. If anything, I think that would be louder in LA if you didn't give him that stability. It would be louder and more tumultuous and hard to deal with. I'm not defending it. You're asking me questions like
I
made the choice.
Questions. No, I'm asking
questions.
I didn't
make the choice. It's not my choice.
Real questions.
Yeah.
Real questions. All right, 877-710-ESPN.
Not my choice.
877-710-ESPN. Don't forget, at some point today, I'll just say it. I have told a lie.
You have?
Already?
At some point during the show, I told a lie. Do you guys think you know what it is?
Did Jorge get it? You're on the text thread with
I didn't look at the text thread. I'm busy doing a show.
No, you're not.
I don't have time for a text thread. If you can identify today's lie of the day, at 3:30, you can win a pair of tickets to the LAFC Austin FC Western Conference Finals match this Sunday at Bank of California Stadium, plus an autographed Carlos Vela photo. Tune in to the game on Sunday on 11:10 a.m. and the ESPN LA app coverage starts at 11:30 a.m. It's number one versus number two. Winner punches its ticket to the MLS Cup Final. If you think you know the lie, get ready to call in at 3:30. Mason Ireland, 7:10 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's make the show more fun tomorrow, okay?
Well, yeah, it was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Are you having fun?
Are you?
Oh, yeah. You know what they say, if Jorge's not paying attention to the show, or if he drifts off or is working on the podcast or something
what happens?
It means the show's not good.
Yeah, we're not having fun.
Nine.
Yeah. So you're having fun.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. I'm answering producer questions while I'm on the show. It's kind of fun. Did you guys see that thing I tweeted the other day, the picture? Ed O'Neill.
I need more information.
The show, the...
Oh, yeah,
I,
the
what
show
if
you
I told
were,
you.
I'm sorry, yeah, the What If I Told You show. Yeah.
What if I told you? It's actually filming. Like, they're like, making things now.
Nice.
Yeah, and then the paparazzi got a picture of Ed O'Neill as Donald Sterling.
As Donald Sterling?
Yeah. And the actress we cast as V. Stiviano.
Nice.
On the set. And I was like, ooh. They look pretty good.
You're big time now.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not doing anything. I just see the stuff now.
I'm really impressive.
I answer questions like, hey, what color was the shirt that they wore the other day?
Really?
Momo went big time.
They're into the details of what color shirt?
They're very into details. Like, I got one request of like, hey, can... We're trying to nail the uniforms that people are wearing.
Okay.
I had another one was, what kind of room do you think they met in this meeting between?
Really?
Yeah. And like, have you ever been to this room and what does it look like? And I was like, I have, but like 7 years ago. Hold on. Let me go back 7 years ago in my life and remember some nondescript conference room I've been to.
So they're that much in the details?
Yeah, super in the details. And then, but the answer is always like, we need this answer now. Because we're shooting that tomorrow.
Oh, really? That's
like
how it
stuff
goes.
Like that. Like little details like that. Yeah.
So your official title is?
Executive producer. But these are very.
Damn.
These are, I know.
Executive producer.
In name only. Like, I don't even.
I'm really impressed.
Go stuff like, I go, hey, can I bring my husband to the set? No.
No. No.
Okay.
All right. So we teed up some Lakers calls. Let's see what people are thinking right now. Let's go for Marcus. Marcus in Armita? Where are you from, Marcus?
Arleta. I know
Arleta.
Where that is.
Okay,
that's out in
you
818. Yeah, I know where you're at.
So what's up?
Right on. Hey, first of all, I want to tell you guys I love you guys. I enjoy listening to you guys every day when I'm driving home from work. And I really love Momo just because I was very proud of the fact that you stood up for Jeannie Buss. I've been noticing and hearing the trend of Stephen A. talking about teams to sell the team and even fans, and I just feel like for us to say that Jeannie Buss should sell the team is crazy. She's done everything she can to put us on top. She's tried to bring in the right people that fit and that are trying to bring up our LA team back to where it's supposed to be, championship caliber team. And I just feel like to have an owner that does that and for us to say she should sell the team, that's kind of in my opinion backstabbing her.
All right, thank you very much. By the way, I completely agree. Look, Jeannie is the person who has put everybody in place, but she's not making basketball decisions. She's put people in place to do that. The whole, like, sell the team is ridiculous.
Well, I think it's also people in our – it's fine for fans to be passionate. That's understandable.
Sure.
The only thing that matters in terms of whether you like the person who owns the team or dislike them is winning and losing. That's it. It doesn't matter if you think she's nice. It doesn't matter if you think what she did 2 years ago. If they're not winning right now, then people don't like you. That's the way it goes, right? It's professional sports, especially for an organization like the Lakers.
Yep.
People are very passionate.
Standards are very high.
Just the way
everybody's
it is.
Emotional.
Now, I always think, though, you have to have a decision-making paradigm, okay, of how do you evaluate ownership? Okay, one, they own the team, but
yep.
Are they
spend?
Making? You can disagree with decisions. You can disagree with holding on to certain people or not holding on. You can disagree with how they decision making, but to me, the way you evaluate ownership and whether somebody's a good owner or a bad owner, et cetera, is do they invest the time, resources, and brain power into. Do they care?
Right.
There's a lot of owners that don't even care.
Yeah,
no,
that's
way.
Not the case here.
No. If you can disagree
She's
with
not,
decisions all you
cheap.
Want.
They're not cheap. They're in the luxury tax.
Yeah, they're in
so they're
the
spending
fourth
money.
Highest payroll in the league.
Exactly.
Now, so to me, it's not about resources. It's just certain decisions they've made over the past couple of years have not worked out. That's it. So the question is, what do you do about it? And I think that's where they are. I think they're in what do you do about it stage.
Right.
And people may not like the answer. Like, the answer might be, well, this year's probably not going to be great. The answer is probably going to be this year, give them, well, they'll make some changes at the margins. They'll do some things internally. They try to fix the defense, hope that the shooting improves.
Yep.
Ascension to the mean, because right now they're below what is expected and what they should be. And hope they get into the play-in. That's probably where
they
are.
Yeah, as currently constructed, they are no better than the plan.
Yeah, but you need to articulate a plan and a vision.
That, some would say, is a reach.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
Now, Jim, on the other hand, in West L.A.,
yep.
Jim's not throwing in the towel. What's up, Jim?
Hey, you know, I agree with both of you in that it's not time to panic. 0-4, yes, that's not good, but as as Momo says, nobody's running away with the West. So we're only 2 or 3 games behind. But we have to make changes going forward. And I think we wait, we get the best trade possible, and we go forward. We just have to get into the tournament, right? Look at the Phillies. They were the worst team, and they were in the World Series. We just need to get the 6th seed and be better. If we get the 7 or 8, if we get in and if we're good at that time, then we're okay.
All right. Thanks very much. And, you know, we can slow our roll on some of this stuff. I mean, it is 4 games. There are some bad signs. Can't shoot. Defending. That was issue number one was defense. They're defending. They're like the top 5 defensive team in the league right now.
They're much better defense. Jorge, you are
brutal.
You're making me money.
Yeah, Jorge bets against the Lakers in every game with mythical money and makes
Wow.
Gonna make it 30 for the next one. Oh my God. Yeah.
Wow, Jorge.
Jeez, Jorge.
30.
You're betting $30K against the Lakers tomorrow in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from you early on in my broadcasting career.
Okay.
And one of the sayings that I steal from you now, and I this time because you're right here, I will attribute to you.
Okay.
But when I tell this to other people, I don't give you credit. So just full disclosure.
Got it.
The best thing to do in this business is undersell and over-deliver.
Amen.
The worst thing to do in this business is oversell and under-deliver. Right now, the Lakers have oversold and under-delivered.
Yes.
Think how different you'd be processing this if the message was, you know, LeBron is 38, we're going to do whatever we can to give him a chance to win, but we cannot mortgage our future to just trade these picks in 27, 29, we got to just give that this team is what it is. They can figure it out or not figure it out, but we cannot mortgage our future. How different would things be if the expectations were that? Instead.
Well, I think people would be upset with that.
They'd be upset with that, but it would be.
And you don't flush another season down the toilet.
Maybe you do. Maybe you just give them every opportunity.
Weren't you supposed to provide some hope?
But look. The message early on Media Day, Rob Pelinka said, LeBron invested in us and we're going to invest back in him. We will trade these picks if we find a trade that helps us to win a championship, but we only get one shot at it.
Right.
Which is giving people hope that that help is coming, that a change is coming. And that might be the case, but it cannot. It's 4 games.
Right.
You know what I mean? The season just started. I think there's a messaging problem going on.
Well, who is doing the messaging?
Well, Rob did the message there. So that message was overly optimistic. You need to downplay a little bit more in the beginning of the season and make sure everyone's on board with that. Make sure LeBron's on board with that. AD's on board with that. Darvin's on board. Everybody's got to know what's realistic at the beginning so that it doesn't feel like the sky's falling after 4 games.
But isn't that part of, like I said, hey, if AD stays healthy, if LeBron stays healthy, I think the 6th seed is possible. Now, that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous statement. I disown that statement.
Bro, the injury report's out.
What do you got?
Westbrook, questionable left hamstring soreness. Anthony Davis, questionable low back tightness. God. LeBron James, probable left foot soreness.
Yeah, LeBron's going to play. AD. Seriously, how many times during the offseason did I say, as long as AD stays healthy, this team can't... Already. Mm. All right. lie of the day.
Ooh.
So at some point today, I told a lie. And we got a killer prize today. It is a pair of tickets to the big game on Sunday, Bank of California Stadium. It is LAFC versus Austin FC in the Western Conference final match. Plus, you get an autographed Carlos Vela photo. If you know today's lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN. By the way, Jorge did sniff it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Okay. I thought it was kind of obvious. Didn't you think it was obvious?
I didn't know, and now it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not on the chain with you guys.
All right. 877-710-ESPN. If you know the lie of the day. And don't forget, you can tune in to the LAFC Austin FC game, the Western Conference Final, this Sunday on 11:10 a.m. and the ESPN LA app. Coverage starts at 11:30 a.m. It's number one versus number two. Winner punches their ticket to the MLS Cup Final. 877-710-ESPN. Big game. Ooh. Big game. And we'll give away those tickets coming up next if you know the lie of the day. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, lie of the day time.
Yeah.
I did lie today. We got a pair of tickets to LAFC versus Austin FC Western Conference Final match this Sunday at Bank of California Stadium, plus an autographed Carlos Vela photo if you think you know the lie. 877-710-ESPN. These guys did figure out. Momo, you did not figure it out.
No. No.
I don't think you ever do.
I. You know what it is? Every once in a while, I will write one down and I'll go, that's obviously the lie. I got John's the other day.
By the way, I'm super bad at identifying it when John lies. I don't think I ever get it right.
I mean, neither. I got one the other day and it was like the first time ever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we just know that it happens.
Big moment for you. All right. Here we go. Let's see if you can identify today's lie of the day. Let's go to Joe. We'll start a caller number 7. Big Rob in Inglewood. Big Rob, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, fool?
I'm going to just tell you the truth. I haven't even listened to the whole show.
Oh, well, thank you.
You told two lies today.
Okay.
And the lie of the day is that the Lakers shouldn't panic. It's panic time. It's over.
Yeah.
They should blow this thing up.
Okay. All right, Big Rob. That's not really the lie of the day.
But I get where he's coming from.
And I did panic. So
you were definitely panicked.
I am in a panic right now.
Not panic. You know what I would describe you as?
What?
Perturbed.
Perturbed?
Upset.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what perturbed means.
Yeah. Let's go to Jerry in L.A. Jerry, you're on 710. Do you know today's lie of the day?
I think so. Said about resetting your Grubhub password.
Exactly.
I sort of thought that too.
Nice job, man. Yeah, I did not reset my Grubhub password.
What did you do, download Postmates?
I did not eat 3 red chick sandwiches last night. No, I'm on the straight and narrow right now. I'm not.
Nice.
I'm eating well.
Good for you.
I feel better about that now. Yeah. I was legitimately upset that you were in the bit.
I sort of thought that when you were saying you ruined the bit, but I was like, if I say too much right here, it's going to
So Jerry,
really
you get 2 tickets to LAFC versus Austin FC Western Conference Final match this Sunday at Bank of California Stadium, plus an autographed Carlos Vela photo. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Jerry,
so
if you need somebody to go with, I can go.
Jorge wants to accompany you. Thanks, Jerry. And by the way, you tune into the game this Sunday. It's a big one on 11:10 a.m. and the ESPN LA app. Coverage starts at 11:30 a.m. Number one versus number two. Winner goes to the MLS Cup Final. And I think the championship game is a week from Saturday.
Shoot your shot, Jorge. I like it.
And it'll be here.
Yeah. It'll be here as long as
they got home field advantage throughout the whole.
Yeah, as long as we win, it's here. It's a weird show today.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it was like the angry. See, here's the problem. You and the Laker fans and all this stuff, you're just upset.
Yeah.
And I can't make it feel better for you. I can tell you.
I've hit you with everything. Single thing that
I
can think
of. What
do
you want me to do, man? What do you want me? I can't do anything. And that's the problem, right? Like, everybody's kind of yelling into the void.
Yeah.
You know, there's a sort of yelling into the void quality, but that's kind of part of being a fan. That's kind of part of, like, LeBron subtweeting. That's why LeBron tweets, like, oh no, it wasn't a tweet. The Instagram. Let's get back to that Instagram.
Okay.
Oh my
Instagram,
gosh.
Yeah.
LeBron is just like you, Mace. Does that make you feel better? LeBron is just like you.
In what respect?
He's the GOAT. You're the GOAT.
That's right. Not what
yeah,
I was going to say, but
see,
also,
there you go, mate.
That
thanks,
was
fool.
Nice of you.
I need you to lighten you up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Come on.
No,
smile.
You're both upset. You're both perturbed.
Yeah.
Look it up, perturbed. See if this sounds. Let me find the
Let's
definition.
Let's just go with common parlance. Pissed
still,
off.
Okay.
Right? We don't need perturbed. Perturbed is probably the right answer.
I'll read it to you.
Probably correct.
Spell perturbed.
P-E-R-T-U-R.
You're reading it.
Yeah. P-E-R. Oh, you want me? I could spell it myself. I don't need
that.
She
went to Cal. She's going to spell it right.
Spell it, Mace. Spell it.
Okay.
Feeling anxiety.
P-E-R-T-E-R-B-E-D.
Nope, you.
You are.
You are.
Here's
wrong.
The definition. Feeling anxiety or concern, unsettled.
Mason is wrong.
Like, you and LeBron feel the same way today.
Yeah.
You and LeBron, prepared. Who tweeted out, let's get his,
yeah,
let's
his
get
Instagram
his Instagram
post.
Caption. It's so great.
It's like, when are they going?
How long will you be taken for granted? And then, this is the best. The little thought bubble emoji.
Yep.
The king emoji. And the next line is, keep going, kid.
I have no idea what that means.
It's so good.
Best use of a Sean
so
McVay drop ever.
It's so good. Keep going, kid.
Keep going,
you
kid.
Know what you know what I love about social media? There's a lot of things I don't like about social media.
Right.
But I love that we get entree into LeBron's head because he totally typed that himself.
Right. You interpret. What? Yeah, of course he typed.
So,
he's,
you just got to hear his self-talk. Like, you know how every once in a while, like, I come in and I have a bad attitude. Like,
yeah.
That Tuesday, I was
Tuesday,
bad
you
attitude.
Were a terrible attitude.
I was bad
apparently.
You didn't hear.
No, Bergman told me.
I know.
When I got back on Wednesday, I said, so what were the shows like? And he said, well, Momo was really
Momo was mad. John
bad
was mad.
John
was mad on
John
Monday.
John came in with a head of smoke.
Ireland was mad on Monday, apparently.
Ireland was mad on Monday. His veins were popping out. It was like red face.
It was very close to.
Star effing driven tap.
It was that type of anger that he had.
Yeah,
was he table
anger.
Pounding?
There was a little bit of table pounding,
I think
right?
So.
Yeah, there was a few. There was
people
a,
on the lot. People stop. In the Mason and Ireland Mafia. They were like, "Wow, John's angry."
Was he defending Westbrook?
Well, no. He was
sort
saying,
of.
"You do not have to shoot the three. There is no
stop
law
shooting the ball
that you have to shoot the three if you're open."
Last threes. Night we had our season low number of threes, and we still lost.
They still lost. Yeah, they still lost.
You got to shoot some. You've got to shoot some threes to be credible.
Right.
Otherwise, everybody's going to pack the paint. Right now, they're saying, "Go ahead and shoot." Hey.
Yeah.
Door's open.
So, you and LeBron, when you have your self-talk.
Me and LeBron,
yeah,
yes.
You and LeBron. I'm trying to make you feel better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, it's almost the end of the show. I got to send you on your way.
I want to go home.
I don't want you to have to order Grubhub or reset your password or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to eat some bad food, stop on the way home and at least pick it up.
I will.
And, that extra step of getting out of your car is going to make you not do it. I know.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
If there's a drive-through, you might be dangerous. This is the kind of day that you stop at some greasy burger joint and go through the line at Jack in the Box and order way too much, right? Like, this is the kind of feeling you have.
You get a McRib.
No, you do not get a McRib.
But I bet everybody's eating very poorly right now. Like, if you're in the place where you are, this is when people emotionally eat.
Right. Last night, it was all I could. I didn't have my Grubhub password, so I couldn't order Grubhub, but I certainly would have.
Yeah.
But Ireland's made up the password, so I can't get into it.
It's good. It's
so
a good
to be
thing.
Disciplined.
It's like me with the King's Hawaiian rolls. Just don't buy them.
Yeah.
Don't buy them.
Oh, those are
every
so
time
good,
I say.
Yeah, that bread is just better than other bread.
Every
it's got
other.
I'm
like
pretty
this
sure
sweet,
they put something in
to it.
It.
Yeah.
There's something in it that is illicit.
Because that's bread you can just sit and eat.
It really is.
You can just eat that.
Oh, no. I don't need anything inside of it.
No.
You don't make them sliders or anything. No, you just eat the bread.
Eat the bread.
I mean, there was one night.
Yeah.
I ate, not even the small one, the big one, the big King's Hawaiian run.
The whole loaf?
The whole thing.
Oh, man.
And I was like, did I just do? And you know what I do? I take the King's Hawaiian and I melt a little butter on it. Like cut it open and then melt it for like 10 seconds.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God.
You ate the whole loaf?
And I hated myself afterwards, but it was so good. Oh, God. Like it's that kind of night. Like if you're feeling the way you are right
yes,
now, the way,
yes.
It's that kind of emotional eating kind of night.
All right.
Right? So you and LeBron, you know what he said at the end of this?
And
you and LeBron.
Yep.
You know what he said? You need to listen to him. Keep going, kid.
Keep going, kid.
That's right.
Keep going, kid.
Keep going, kid. All right, coming up next is Game of Games. Now, Bergman, it's technically your game,
it's my
right?
day for a game, correct.
But DeAndre, who's one of our interns,
yes.
has created this
game.
He did, and I wanted to give him his full credit, his game. So we're going to go.
What's DeAndre's last name?
Hold on. I actually do know it. It's DeAndre...
We could let
Hawkins.
Him.
Hawkins. DeAndre Hawkins.
Nice guy. Okay. All right, so we will do Game of Games coming up next for you. Somebody from the afternoon show going to play?
Lebo!
Happy will be here coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time, and Cappy is here. Do we get a love boat?
Love boat!
There you go. What's going
Mace,
on, man?
Mace, I'm so disappointed.
In what respect?
That your lie of the day was that you didn't really have three red chick sandwiches.
Why is that disappointing?
Because it made me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Because last night at about 11:30, I was coming home from a concert, you know?
Yeah.
And I got a burrito.
Yep.
That's a big burrito.
Yeah.
And I'm on a diet, so I only had the pollo asada and the guacamole. You know, no cheese, no
right.
sour cream.
Right. Yeah, me too. Yeah,
yeah I'm
no
on a
dairy.
Diet, you know? 11:30 at night, I'm pounding a giant burrito.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't feel so bad because Mace had three red chick sandwiches last mm-hmm. night.
Well, I don't want to make you feel bad, but I ate straight up healthy last night.
Really?
Yeah. What concert did you go to?
Went to see a band, a 90s grunge band called Candlebox. Anybody know Candlebox?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Heard of them.
Stay tuned because I'll be mentioning this.
Oh, the whole Candlebox.
Oh, here's the tease
story?
Where we can't
right.
know about
good.
It. Yeah.
All right.
That's we gotta
out.
Wait.
Save it for
out.
The show. Yeah. So I like that, Cappy.
You didn't go see Blink 182?
No, I didn't see Blink 182.
They're terrible live.
Small
are they?
Things.
Awful.
Yeah.
All right. It is time for Game of Games. Now,
Game of Games
it's
time?
Bergman that is going to execute Game of Games, but DeAndre, our intern,
I'm excited
DeAndre
about
Hawkins,
this.
Is yeah. the one that wrote Game of Games.
Hawkins, not Hopkins, not the receiver in Carolina.
Exactly.
Got it.
DeAndre right. Hawkins. Like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Hawkins,
oh, yeah.
Indiana. There
Ireland's
you go.
Exactly. not here, so I will need to keep score here, and I'm yeah. not the
Can you
best
do it?
It.
Can right. you can make you little lines it? Under people's names?
I'm going to try. Mason, Momo, Jorge, Cappy.
Let's do it. Let's
okay. go. All right,
so
way,
this is... This
on
is...
YouTube, Bergie's getting the big screen right now.
Ooh,
yeah.
this is my, it's my
the
segment.
Host. Yeah.
Good Keep going, kid.
Big yeah. star. Keep going, kid.
Thanks, Momo.
You know what? That stuff like that is surprisingly effective. Like, whenever I am, like, overloaded or nervous or whatever, I usually like little phrases like that. Keep going, kid. Let's
keep
go, Momo.
Going, kid.
Let's
keep
go,
going,
Momo.
Kid.
Let's keep, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, Momo, do all right. it. You do it.
So yeah. this is, it is name is your buzzer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here all we
right.
go. Let's
so
go.
You gotta, all right.
Let's
you got to be
go.
Prepared, ready to go. Yes. You need to stand yes. and bounce around, Momo.
I might.
You know,
I might.
Ready.
Okay. All right, this is name. It's called Name That Player NBA Edition.
What's up, player?
Okay. So this player is a two-time NBA champ. He played his college career at Kentucky. He played in his NBA career. He played for the Dallas Mavericks.
Momo.
Kaplan.
Momo.
Momo.
Three.
I don't know.
Two. Kaplan.
Kaplan.
I don't know.
Jamal Mashburn.
Wrong. Chicago Bulls. Atlanta Hawks. Cleveland Cavaliers, New Orleans Pelicans,
gosh, this
Boston
is
Celtics.
Oh, I know it now.
Oh, bounced around.
I know it now.
Los Angeles Lakers,
I know it now.
Los Angeles Clippers.
I know it.
Who did, just name the teams he didn't play for.
Well,
Rajon Rondo.
There it is.
Oh, no. Mason. Rajon Rondo.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. Yeah. Did Mace get the point?
Mace did get the point.
Yeah. He didn't say Mace.
Say Mace.
Mace.
Rajon Rondo. You got the point.
There you go, Mace.
All right, so you know how this game works yeah. now. Okay, so player number two,
mm-hmm.
He played his college career at Wake Forest.
Momo.
Okay.
Momo is first.
Who is Chris Paul?
Chris Paul is right. You do not need to name it in the
form
of
I don't know.
Question.
I just, you know, when in doubt,
when in doubt, make it a question. You're right. That's a good okay. rule to follow.
I got it off of the college. All right, number three. He played his college career at St. John's. He also
Momo.
Momo.
Chris Mullen.
No.
Okay. So it was my first choice.
Yeah,
trying
okay.
to go fast.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, that's yeah, smart. Yeah. Smart. All right. So he played for teams such as.
Are these current players or can they be retired players?
They can be retired players.
Mason.
Mason.
Ron Artest, Meta World Peace.
Yes, that is correct.
Good job.
Wow.
Good job,
nice
man.
Job.
Wow, man. Nice
job. Nice. Is a Saint
John's. All right. This next player.
Now, I'm not good.
Just saying. Just saying.
That. I'm not. You're There's watching me. I'm obviously. I hit the wrong
I'm keeping an eye on you. I'm watching you on YouTube right now, pal.
Do I look good?
Yeah, you look pretty sharp. I like that Lakers hoodie. Thank I like you. That purple hat. Very Fletch of you.
Yes. Coach.
Fletch. All right. So, number four. This player did not attend college.
Cap.
Cap.
LeBron James.
That is incorrect. He has played for teams such as the Memphis Grizzlies, Detroit Pistons, Charlotte Bobcats.
Why don't I know this?
Golden State Warriors, Philadelphia 76ers, Washington Wizards, and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, come on. I know this one now.
I'll give
you a hint. He was a first-round
come on,
pick
guys.
In 2001.
Come on.
First-round pick. Played for everybody. Didn't go to college. Guys.
Momo. Deshaun Stevenson.
No.
This isn't right. Mason.
I got it.
Vince Carter.
No.
Yeah.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Andrew Bynum?
No.
No.
Jorge, did you already guess, Jorge? No. I'll give you one more hint.
Small hand.
Does that give it away?
Oh, no. That does.
That does, right?
Yeah. Eldon Campbell.
No. No. No.
Oh, no. Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown.
I thought my Deshaun Stevenson guess was good, but I should have
guessed. But did Deshaun Stevenson ever play? Yeah, Deshaun Stevenson never played for the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lance Stevenson did, but not Deshaun Stevenson.
Lance Stevenson is a real guy. He's not just a name and a Nicki Minaj song.
Yeah, okay.
He blew into LeBron's ear.
I should get all of these. This is embarrassing for me. Okay, go ahead.
Next, this is number five. What's the score, by the way, Mace?
Score is Mason 2, Momo 1, and that's it.
Okay. This is the next one. So this person also did not attend college. He is an NBA champion.
Momo.
Cap.
Momo.
Kevin Garnett.
No.
Cap.
Cap.
LeBron James.
No.
Jorge. Kobe Bryant.
No.
Mason.
Mace, I mean, you have, it's
you
only
could
you.
You literally just wait
you
for another
wait.
Clue.
Now you have to guess.
No, now I mean, you got to guess.
You got to guess now.
Anthony Davis.
No. He went to Kentucky. Anthony Davis went to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, no.
Can we all still be alive?
Well, no, you're all gone.
Okay, let's start over then. Keep reading. Yeah, keep reading.
Did not attend college. He's played for teams such as the Houston Rockets, Atlanta Hawks, Charlotte.
Momo. Josh Smith.
No. Charlotte Hornets.
Dang.
Washington Wizards, Philadelphia 76ers.
Houston
Rockets, Los Angeles Lakers, and the Orlando Magic.
Wait, we don't know this?
Okay. I know it now.
Oh, my God.
I know it now.
Jorge. Is it Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard is the right answer. Jorge
is on
the board.
No, it's not the right answer.
Wow.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight.
Yeah. I'm going to give Jorge credit for that. Mason 2, Howard. Momo 1, right. Jorge 1, Love Boat, nothing.
Okay.
All right, so this next player also did not attend college.
Gosh, there's a lot of...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys that didn't. He was a power forward. I'll give you the fun fact afterwards, but he's played for two teams. He played for the Los Angeles Lakers and the Atlanta Hawks. The fun fact, he auctioned off his ring to support a...
Jorge.
Meta World Peace.
No.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
No, he went to St. John's.
Yeah, he auctioned off his ring in support of Ukraine. It was a big story.
Momo. Slava Medvedenko.
Slava Medvedenko is the right answer.
Wow. All
right.
Okay.
No chance I'm getting that.
I was screwed on that one.
Oh, that
Mason
was a huge
two,
story.
Momo two,
okay. I'm in it. Let's go.
All right. I got one more and then a tiebreaker.
Okay. I got to get this one.
No, you do got to get this one, Cappy. Come on, Cappy. All right. So he played his college career at Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
He played in the Big Three Basketball League as well. His NBA career consisted of teams such as the Minnesota Timberwolves, Phoenix Suns, Houston Rockets, Miami Heat, New York Knicks, Milwaukee Bucks, and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Whoa.
Kansas State.
Oh,
Kansas
my gosh.
State. Jorge.
Carlos Boozer?
No, he played at Duke.
No, he played at Duke.
Where did he play?
Kansas State. He was really the best player probably to ever come out of Kansas State that I can think
hold
of.
Hold on. I think it's like I can picture his face.
I can't.
He's a good shooter.
I can picture his face, too.
Do that on the YouTube.
Also.
I got nobody from Kansas State.
He did play for the Lakers. He did not play very long on the Lakers because he was kind of a head case. Shot a lot.
Mason.
Played no defense. Mason.
Lance Stevenson.
No. I don't have any more hints
all
for
right,
you here.
All right.
The answer is Michael Beasley.
Michael Beasley,
the number two overall pick.
You could have given me.
I could have got that.
All these players played for so many teams, I have no idea.
Yeah. I should have got that one.
Well, that's the whole point of it.
I should have got that one.
You should have. All right, this is the tiebreaker. Yeah.
That's not who I thought it was.
It's only Mason between and Mason and Momo. That's it.
All right, let's
tiebreaker.
Come on, let us all have a chance.
Nope, can't.
And this, by the way, this is worth two, so this could make up a big deal for Mason will tie.
Is this name is your buzzer? Is this a
name is your buzzer?
All right. Okay.
Okay. So this player, he played his college career at North Carolina. He played the most seasons out of every NBA player at 22 seasons.
Mason. That's got to be. Is that Vince Carter?
It is Vince. Oh. What did you say?
Vince Carter.
Yeah, Vince Carter is the correct answer. Mason gets the win. DeAndre, good game, right?
Good game, DeAndre.
That's the most seasons of all NBA players?
Yeah, 22.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that is not bad. Right?
I didn't realize that. Like, I was like, how long did Kareem play?
Did I get two for that?
You got two for that, so you're tied with Sedano now.
I have a chance to win the month.
You do.
Wow.
I've never solo won the month before.
Ever?
Breaking news. It's
Mason has a chance to win the month.
Wait, I got some other breaking news. Magic Johnson has weighed in. Magic Johnson, we're looking for the Magic tweet. Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
As soon as it loads.
I'm sure it's earnest.
Magic Johnson. I'm agonizing over the Lakers' play. The lack of shooting and the 0-4 record. If my Lakers don't start shooting better, this could be a long, with three G's, season for us Laker fans. On the flip side, Coach Ham has done a really good job on the defensive end. We are playing with intensity and are a much more athletic team. How do you think? How do you feel about that? Is it the three G's that help?
That doesn't make any sense. Three G's. Isn't it
long?
Three O's?
Nope, three G's. So I guess it'd be
L-O-G-G-G?
Yeah, L-O-G-G. No,
right, so it's not long.
Oh, right, you're right. It's long.
Right.
All right. Let's start Super Crosstalk. Super Crosstalk time, and joining us right now, Shidano and Cappy.
Yo.
Got the megaphone rolling. Shidano, what's up?
I'm good. I'm doing much better than the Lakers, that's for sure.
That was a cheap shot. That was some low-hanging fruit right there.
Well, it is, but it's also accurate as well.
It's real. Getting real.
Hey.
Stop playing David Bowie.
Did you hear LeBron's tweet, though, George?
The tweet?
I mean, the Instagram?
The Instagram post. Yeah.
He said, keep going, kid. Keep going, kid.
Well, I mean, listen. You know, what are you going to do? I'm not surprised that Instagram post was made. That's who he is, right?
Yeah. That is who he is. And we were talking today a lot about the Lakers. It's not really, it was not the most, it was an honest show. I'll say that. It was an honest show.
Honest, wow.
Is that because Ireland wasn't here today?
Oh, wow, Cappy.
Ouch.
Wow.
I mean, the way Steve said
Hold on. I just want for the record that I didn't say that and Cappy said
like to say I didn't say it either. Cappy interpreted it that way.
That's correct. The way you said it, today was an honest show. I think I interpreted that as when John's here, he works for the team. Everybody kind of gets that.
Yeah.
Nobody holds that against him.
I did not say that. I just want everyone to know, because I didn't interpret it that way. Wait, you and I, Mason, get blamed for everything around here. Yeah. So I just want to say we were not the ones that said that.
That was Cappy.
Okay.
That
but
was
I'm, like, also, the, I'm like, also the one that's saying it's very early, guys. I mean, come on. Let's not all freak out. Come on.
Yeah,
really?
It's only four games.
It's only four games.
It's only four of 82.
Yeah.
Cappy, only 5% of the season. I didn't know that you had that in you.
What part?
To just completely stab Ireland like that. That was pretty
good.
Did
I stab him?
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, you kind of stabbed him.
Yeah, that was
I kind of felt like Mace set me up for it.
Yeah, no, but I...
No, you got to own that. You
totally
got to own it. Swing your sword, man.
And you interpreted it that way. You went there, so you're there.
I kind of... it's making me like it a little bit more. You just seem like this like real laid-back San Diego dude.
You want to get really honest for a minute?
Yeah, let's get really honest.
Get really honest.
Let's get after it.
Yeah, I need a little let's get after it.
Okay, so... John Ireland obviously is an employee of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he always says your toughest job is trying to make your boss happy.
Yeah.
So when he is in a situation, he's in this situation all the time, where he is, for example, defending Westbrook or, you know, whatever, his hands are sort of tied, right?
But I don't believe John is being insincere. He really loves Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, he really does love him. Yeah.
Russell Westbrook. He does.
But I feel the same feeling sometimes with that Ireland does, but in a different way. like my job is to tell you what's happening and what why they might have done it, but it's not my job to tell them what to do.
Like, sure.
You can do that.
I can ask the whys, though. I'm asking the whys.
So I always get in a weird spot where I have to be like, well, this is what they should do, right? Like, sometimes I can step outside of it and find a way to say it. And I, but you have to be objective. You have to be objective and say, like, well, here's what's going on, and here's what they're thinking, and here's what that person's thinking, and yada, yada, yada.
See, I'm in the weird, I'm in the cool spot because I actually have to do both. I have to be in between yeah. you and Mason there. Well, actually, I don't really go in between. I just color all over the place. Basically.
Yeah, you're all
right.
I get, but it's just because of the different roles I have that I get to color all over the place. And people are just like, all right, that's just what he does. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I like where I'm at. I like, I'm on the outside looking in. And so I'll just say whatever the hell I want.
But you're
like
on a boat somewhere. Well, right?
that's where I am too. Yeah. I'll say whatever.
Yeah. Right. Because here's the thing. I don't have to go into the locker room. I don't have to interview these guys face to face.
Yep.
I don't have to see them if I don't want to see them. And so I don't have to worry about it. I'll tell it the way I see
it. Yeah, I mean, I watch game. Yeah. I talk about game. That's all I need.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
And, I mean, I can analyze it all. You know, you can break it down. You analyze it. Here's what this person's saying. Here's what that person's saying. Here's what I think.
Yeah, but I don't think, Ramona, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. I mean, I know I've been in this place, and I know you have, too, where you have said stuff, or
I'll say stuff.
People will come up to you, and you have to have that adult conversation.
Yeah, this is
how I feel, dude. Sorry, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what I think sometimes, and like it's, but I'm also like not in charge. Like, I don't run the team. Like, it's, you know, that's their, what they got to do.
Hey, Cappy, are you just like, la, 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 everything's fine, 0-4, so, you know, it's the early in the season, blah, blah, blah.
You know, he's being sarcastic.
I'll tell you this, I'm not nearly as like, the earth is crashing down and, you know, the sky is falling.
The sky is falling.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Fell.
I kind of feel like LeBron after the game. I feel like LeBron after the game said, hey, look, we got a new coach.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of new players. We haven't all played together for very long. And so right now, again, just interpreting, right now we're not really very good.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still 77 games to be played, or is it whatever it is. There's a lot of basketball left to be played. And there's a lot of things that can happen along the way. So I can't be giving up through four games.
Well, it's not a matter of giving up. It's a matter of just being
honest.
Honest.
Well, I mean, look, they're not very good through four games.
Yeah, they're not very good right now.
No, they're not
very
good.
There has never been an NBA champion that started 0-4.
Yes.
Never.
No, that's why I said yesterday was a must win. Yeah, because there are 3-1-3 teams that have gone on to win the championship. There's never been an 0-4 team. So
But if you're being real, did you believe this team could win a championship?
I thought they could. I honestly, for real, thought they could be a 6 seed.
Okay.
That was the upside of my expectation.
Too.
And
yeah.
And you know, I now see that was
generous?
I was wrong. I was totally wrong. Yeah. I can't believe, and I've said this to Momo multiple times now, I just think the construction of the roster is so terrible. Now, granted, they're playing defense, but the idea of LeBron is always surrounded with shooters, and they don't have, as LeBron has said himself, they don't have a good shooting team. They don't have a bunch of lasers on the team.
So, Momo, Mason, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I talked to somebody that wasn't necessarily related to the team.
Mm-hmm.
But their logic was, well, I mean, you look at that championship team. They were like 22nd in shooting that year. But my response to that was, but those guys could shoot it. They just shot a poor percentage that year.
That team was just so much more deep. Like, they had so much more depth. They played together in complementary ways.
Right.
Kyle Kuzma was effective for them.
Oh, he's good defensively.
Caruso,
KCP was
KCP,
great.
KCP, like, I think, hey, talk about not taking somebody for granted. KCP was taken for granted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, when I saw Mana him last
from heaven.
Night, I was
what
like,
happened to that?
Mana from heaven, exactly.
No more Mana. I mean, you know, like, they got rid of the Mana. Like, he was really, he was an effective player for them. He played all the time. He didn't need the ball. He was a low maintenance
good
defender. Nails on the wing. Like, he could hit a three sometimes.
Well, the one thing I noticed last night is that, first of all, Westbrook didn't play, and we still were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Still terrible. And I think what we've done with Westbrook, and I'm ready to acknowledge this, is we're actually blaming him for the trade that brought him here.
That's probably right.
We're blaming him.
Yeah, that's right.
because we traded for him and what sure. we gave up, right? Because it's all this. You start thinking just in general terms. Well, if we had Kuzma, KCP, and kept Caruso, it's a totally different team.
Correct.
And sort of we blew that up when we made that trade.
Right. But he also has not performed
Agreed.
To the level of that he was expected to perform too. Like I think both of those things can be true.
But you know, you're saying that we're blaming Russell Westbrook. As it was said the very opening night, no matter what happens, he will be blamed for all of it. I still feel like, and I don't know how this transition happened,
mm-hmm.
where a year ago, I think so many people were blaming LeBron and to a slightly lesser degree, Anthony Davis for, I'm going to put this in quotes, but recruiting him.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like this year, everybody has forgotten about LeBron and AD and their role in this because everybody's sort of focused on Rob Pelinka, who could have, in theory, handled it, but hasn't. So it's almost like LeBron and AD are off the hook, and Pelinka is on the hook, and the blame is now no longer AD and LeBron in any way.
Well, it's right? because he had the opportunity to right the wrong, right? Like that was that the Westbrook thing last year, you could say, is on whoever you want to blame it on, LeBron or the collective or all of them or whatever right. you want to do. But this offseason, this past offseason, that is solely a front office decision at yeah. that point, in my estimation.
Yeah, and I think what people want more than anything...
They got greedy. They wanted to extract more value out of the transaction than what was available to them.
And I think what people want now is some level of accountability. Momo yep. was talking about messaging. Well, there is no real... I mean, granted, it's
there was
four
a message
games.
On training on the opening of Media Day. We will use the picks to... If they think they have it, they'll use the picks... Rob Pelinka says if there's a trade that will make them noticeably better.
Right.
And but we only have one shot to do it.
Right.
One
LeBron
shot.
LeBron invested in us. We're going to invest in him. So that was the message. I still think that's true. I think it just sped up because they haven't won a game
But
yet.
The reality well, now is, and everybody's saying, well, you know, everybody's going to tank because they want Wembanyama in the draft in April or June or whenever that is. Mm-hmm. And... But the point is, once we find out who's really tanking, and once they
might be
want
too late
to give it, it's going to be too late.
But yeah. too late for what?
Too late to make a deal if you want to salvage this season into yeah. anything.
But I'm just going to push here. Salvage what?
Yeah,
the season.
Oh no! Listen, I'm at the point now where it's like, whatever, dude. Just roll it out and just figure it out.
See, that's
next
what
season.
I think too, George.
But I think people make their choices, and they like LeBron chose to stay. And
right.
he chose to do the contract early. He didn't have mm-hmm. to.
Right.
And he chose to sign for the absolute max he could get. I mean, these are choices people make, and there are ramifications to that. And let's be frank, he chose to stay with the Lakers because he said, I believe in you guys to build a team around me that gives me a chance to win. He made
100%.
All of those choices.
Right. I get it. But that also is a problem because they have done a poor... I mean, him believing that they could put a good team around him... I mean,
here's another choice.
I don't
making.
Know if there's a ton
he's
of examples
choosing,
of that outside of the 1 year. You
yeah,
know?
But he's choosing. He's also choosing not to publicly criticize Westbrook. He did that the other day. He chose not to. Remember, he said that Dave's question.
Right.
He also, not to privately try to force. Like he's making certain choices there. Like Kobe would have probably said something already.
Right.
Be a little more direct. Like,
well, let me ask you
something really uncomfortable, and people will not like you for saying
right,
it.
Right, but there's also
but
a
like,
difference, Momo. Like yeah. Kobe's been was here since he was 17 years old.
That's
like,
a big difference. You're right,
yeah.
And you can say that.
And Ed won multiple championships. But let me ask you this: after this season, LeBron has two additional years on his contract. Does that sound mm-hmm. right?
Yes, but it's a player option after next.
One
year.
And one.
Okay, yeah. So
it's all Bronny dependent. I feel like.
Well, I really feel like LeBron had to be smart enough to know. That going into this season with this current team, they're not even close to a championship contender. So if he can get through this year and then they can get rid of Russell Westbrook in the offseason if they don't trade him and they free up all that money, then the next 2 years he'll put, you know, he'll go all in and assume that the Lakers will go all in to try and win one, if not two. But this year could be a lost year. And as much, George, as you and I talk about how every time you have LeBron, you have to be all in for now. There's got to be a part of him that understands reality that this is about not this year per se, but the next 2 years thereafter.
I mean, yes. In practicality.
Say it, yes. George. Come on, say it.
In practicality, that makes a ton of sense at the time when you're talking about it in August. But when you realize how bad you are, and he's no dope, clearly, so he knows how bad this is, then you're in actuality, and you're like, oh, yeah, this was a lot worse than I thought it was going to mm-hmm. be. That's what's happening now.
Okay, how differently does everyone feel, though, if they don't blow the game against Portland?
I don't...
It's still bad.
It's still bad. If they're 1-3 rather than 0-4?
I just think everything's exponentially worse when you haven't got a W yet.
Sure, but at 1-3, I'm still saying they're not a good team. They may not make the... They're probably not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, what's on the floor is not... Anthony Davis is questionable tomorrow. Lower back stuff. It's
he held his back last night.
Are
I was like,
right
oh,
back
here we
in
go.
This thing. I mean, all I said, all we said was, if Anthony Davis is healthy, and we're 4 games in, he's questionable with lower back stuff.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If they wrote a book about you, like if you did an autobiography about your life, what would the title be?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because Prince Harry just came out with his.
Yeah, what is it?
And they did a big reveal of what it is, with the title. Okay, here's the photo. You can see it on the live stream. You see it?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's called Spare?
Spare. Do you know what it's in reference to?
No, what's it?
Spared?
That he's a royal spare, not first in line to succession.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
I think they're whiners. I think Meghan and Harry
That says a lot, doesn't
Harry
it?
Are whiners, yeah.
You know, I mean, he's donating all the proceeds of the book to charity
well,
and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
it's nice. That's probably...
So, Donna, what would your book be called?
Ooh, I'd have to think about that. Yeah, come back to me in a second. Too.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Cappy. Yeah, we should actually do that tomorrow.
Think about it tonight.
Think about it tomorrow.
Well, we're off tomorrow.
Homework assignment.
Off.
Yeah, we're off tomorrow.
We have Lakers basketball.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Text it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, send it to us. We'll relay that.
We'll read it on the
air. Momo, what would yours be called?
Does it have to be one word? How many words?
No,
do
you
can
do whatever you want.
It can be any.
What if I told you?
What about that?
Oh, there you go. What if I told you?
What if I told you is good.
That's it right there.
What about this?
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
Yeah, there you go. That one would be good too.
A good alternate title.
You have to think of. I like the one from today.
What was the one from today?
Momo went big time.
Nobody's listening. Keep going, kid.
Keep going, kid. You know, on option B, Momo, where you haven't farted in 2 months, maybe you should call the book Holding It In.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that, except for sometimes when you laugh, you do fart. Yeah.
I just farted.
Yeah, see?
There you go.
I'm really impressive.
All right, hey, we gave you a bonus minute there. Coming up next for you. Coming up next. What is coming up next?
I mean, stupidity.
Stupidity. That's what I look forward to on my drive home.
Yeah. Could be some fire, though, coming today. I have a feeling George could be fiery about the Lakers.
I have things to say.
Yeah.
That I had to withhold some of it during crosstalk. You know,
But honesty, right?
Oh, 100%.
Very honest.
Listen, I'm just warning people now, like, you're gonna probably not gonna be thrilled with some of the stuff I'm gonna say.
All right, good,
beautiful,
good. That's a reason to hang around. All right, coming up next for you is Shadano and Cappy. Me and Momo are back tomorrow at 1:00, Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.